Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management's with us now. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Heather.
Mate, the data out of China's still not improving.
No, and it looks like we need more stimulus there. So, yeah, there was a lot of interest in the data printout yesterday. Question marks over the economy, obviously very important to us, being our largest customer. And there had been some signs of a tentative recovery. Remember, China's aiming for a growth rate of around 5%. But, yeah, we had retail sales data out. That was pretty weak. That rose 3% on a year ago. That's the slowest pace in 3 months. It's below October's increase of nearly 5%, forecast for around 5% as well. So that disappointed a bit. There were lots of declines. Cosmetics actually one of them, down 26% if you look at sales there. So numbers aren't exactly glistening. Really, authorities look to push along domestic demand because they really need to do so as well, obviously, with the potential protectionist measures sort of coming from Trump at the like. And we did have a policy conference last week where they talked about forcefully lifting consumption, but yeah, as I say, the devil's in the detail, and yeah, there wasn't much of that forthcoming or the detail on the scale of the initiative, so they might need to do more. They seem reluctant to make cash payouts to consumers. Another data print also confirmed that things are pretty weak. Fixed asset investment in China, that increased just 3.3% year to date in November. That was a slowdown from the first 10 months, and property investment fell over 10%, so suggests that the all important property market is pretty subdued in terms of confidence. There was some positive news in the industrial output that increased 5.4% over the period. That was slightly better than forecasts. Also, the unemployment rate held at 5%. But yeah, overall, it seems pretty clear that further stimulus is needed to get China back on the up.
And what are you making of the manufacturing and service sector data that we're getting out of the rest of the world?
Yes, it's quite interesting. So we've had a bunch of that yesterday and overnight. And there's a pretty common theme here that the services sector, and there's one important exception which I'll get to, is going along pretty nicely, and it's compensating for weakness in the manufacturing sector. So this is particularly true in the US. The services PMI there hit a 38-month high of 58.5, and anything over 50 is expansion. So look, business is booming in the States. It's actually the fastest pace of growth in the services sector since the post-COVID reopening in 2021. Confidence over the 12-month outlook, that's at a 2.5-year high. But then you look at the manufacturing sector, still under pressure. That's at 48.3. The read there, so that's in contraction territory. Material prices have also spiked. Interesting, actually, shipping costs are on the up, and I suppose that's supply chains ramping up ahead of those protectionist measures. The composite PMI, which combines both, that hit 55.6. That's the highest level in 33 months. So overall, looks like the US is in a good spot, on track for 3% growth this year. Isn't as chipper across the Atlantic in Europe. The service sector did get back into expansion territory, but yeah, the manufacturing sector is still very much in the doldrums there in Europe, weighed down by Germany and France, and they've obviously both got a bit going on politically at the moment. In the UK, the overall PMI was a bit more positive, but manufacturing, again, weak, 11-month low, services, 2-month high. Similar divergent story in Japan, factory activity contracting for the 6th straight month, services sector going well, and if we look at across the Tasman, a bit weaker again as well, but the services sector going along quite nicely, but private business output at a 3-month low that was weighed down by manufacturing. And then we get to New Zealand, bit of an anomaly. Our services sector isn't going so great, and that's been the case for some time. But the good news is, Heather, activity has picked up to the highest level since February. But then we look at the manufacturing sector, that's now been in contraction for 21 consecutive months. So despite what we might think, things are still very tough out there, even if they are getting perhaps less bad in places.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Hey, listen, give me the numbers.
Yeah, sure. So the Dow is slightly weaker, down 0.1%, 43,875. S&P 500 is up 0.4%, 6,071. NASDAQ is up 0.9%, 21,07. FTSE down 0.5%, 8,262. The Nikkei in Japan, that's flat, 39,457. The CSI 300 in China was down 0.5%. The ASX 200 was down 0.6%, 8,249. NZX 50, we had another good day, so we outperformed regionally. We're up 0.3%, 12,797. Look at commodities. The gold price up $4, 2,652. Oil down 70 cents, 70 spot, 58 a barrel. Not such good news for chocolate lovers there, Heather. Cocoa prices, they've rallied 4% to a record high, $11,768 a tonne. And in the currency markets, we've got the Kiwi dollar up 0.3% against the US, 57.8. Against the Australian dollar, we're up 0.2%, 90.7. And against pound sterling, down 0.3%, 45.6.
Good stuff, Greg. Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. That's Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.